It's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra here at Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts. I'm Jim Cunningham. Welcome back for the second half of this week's concert, a performance of the Sibelius Second Symphony conducted by Maris Janssens.
I enormously like Sibelius. He's one of my most beloved composers. And, you know, I actually, when I finished my studies in St. Petersburg, my state exam was Sibelius' First Symphony. And my first symphony with Berlin Philharmonic after I got the prize in Korean competition was Sibelius I. So I generally like very much. I did recordings of some Sibelius symphonies. I didn't finish, unfortunately, but I did 1, 2, 3, 5. You know, it's so interesting, such mixture between atmosphere, which is very much connected with the Finnish nature, coldness, and, you know, this winter cold and Nordic. But in the same time, you get such fantastic chordal, touching, emotional places from Sibelius that you are surprised how the same man could write one word about one word completely, then to express completely different word. So this mixture always was, for me, attractive. And I, after sometimes depressing moments even, I mean in good sense, suddenly you hear such wonderful place which touch you, such wonderful melody. So it's typical Sibelius. And very much, of course, in his music, you have you been in Finland, you know, when you have been, then you know this atmosphere in this Nordic country, and especially in winter, you feel that, oh, this is like in Miro in his music.
The Pittsburgh Symphony will be going on a tour of the East Coast, making its annual appearance at New York's Carnegie Hall. What are your goals for the road trip?
I think it's very important that Pittsburgh Symphony plays in America. There's more we can play, it's better, because how people will know what kind of orchestra is Pittsburgh? They can only read from some newspapers. Let's say from local newspapers, they don't read in other cities. So how they get? They can get through New York Times when we are at Carnegie Hall every year, thank God. Recordings with me, we don't have. Of course, the people who like music and have interest, they speak to each other and they know who is who and what kind of orchestra. But this is a very small group of people who knows.
Here's Maris Janssens and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Symphony No. 2 in D major by Jean Sibelius.
Thank you.
Thank you.
the Symphony No. 2 in D Major by Jean Sibelius, a performance by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Maris Janssens. Sibelius composed the Second Symphony while vacationing in Italy. The arrival of spring found the composer in high spirits, and he wrote in his diary, "It is the season for violets. The woods are filled with their scent. I take long walks from town along the hills on the shore covered with pines, olive trees, and cypresses. The blue, sunny Mediterranean is bordered by the most luxuriant flora. Now I am living completely in the world of imagination. Nothing disturbs me." The Symphony No. 2 in D was written in 1902 and premiered that same year in Helsinki with Sibelius conducting. The first Pittsburgh performance took place in 1935 with Antonio Motorelli leading the orchestra. The Pittsburgh Symphony has recorded all of Sibelius' symphonies with former music director Lauren Mazel for Sony Classical. The Pittsburgh recorded the Sibelius Second twice. The first recording was for EMI with Andre Previn. This Pittsburgh Symphony concert was part of the orchestra's East Coast tour, with two concerts at Carnegie Hall in New York and a first concert at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. The Pittsburgh Symphony has been going to New York for over a century, since Andrew Carnegie founded the orchestra for his music hall in Pittsburgh. I traveled along and stood in the traffic on West 57th Street to file this report from the road.
If you can make it here, you'll make it anywhere. The Pittsburgh Symphony in New York. I'm Jim Cunningham. The Pittsburgh Symphony played two sold-out concerts at Carnegie Hall, then moved on to New Jersey and made their debut at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Start spreading the news.
Start spreading the news.
Members of the Pittsburgh Symphony performed their first New York concert not far from Times Square at the Kosciuszko Cultural Foundation. The foundation is named for Polish statesman and hero Tadeusz Kosciuszko. Upstairs, a packed hall heard music by renowned composer Ezra Latterman.
Tonight's concert was, I think, the creme of the creme. It was as Cole Porter would say, it was the top.
It's hard music. It's very difficult.
Pittsburgh Symphony bass clarinetist Richard Page talked to composer Ezra Latterman after the concert.
You do this on purpose, don't you? You make it difficult.
They think it's difficult. I sing it easily in the bathtub. I don't see what they're complaining about. I mean, for me, it's a piece of cake.
And I'm recording the Schumann, not in Pittsburgh, though, with Maris, but with Maris in Berlin, with the Berlin Philharmonic. I'm looking a lot forward to that next year.
I suppose it'll be okay with the Berlin Philharmonic.
Just about okay. Yeah.
Pianist Leif Ove Andsnes played Schumann at Carnegie Hall. You've known Maris for years and years. Has your relationship changed over time?
Yeah, and I think he probably trusts me more now as well. He was so generous when I made my very, very important debut in Great Britain at the Edinburgh Festival, which is one of the biggest festivals in Europe, with the Oslo Philharmonic when I was 19, which is now 12 years ago. And I'd never played with Maris, and he must have heard a tape or something of me and took the chance to bring me as a soloist in the Greek Concerto. But I think he was more nervous. He wasn't trusting me as he does now, and of good reason. I'd done very little on such international level. But that was wonderful of him, and then we have sort of gotten easier and easier and more wonderful to work with him.
It sounds wonderful. Congratulations to you, and good luck tonight.
Thanks very much.
Rehearsals at Carnegie Hall got underway the next day, but how do you get there? Artistic advisor Ara Guzalemian knows the way.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice.
Former Pittsburgh Symphony harpist Phyllis Susan is now the education director of Carnegie Hall. She heads one of the most extensive efforts in America to bring classical music to young people.
We've given recorders to about 6,000 students, teaching them to play and teaching the teachers how to teach and to play, and then the children will come here and actually play in the concert hall.
Just a few doors down from Carnegie Hall at the famed Russian Tea Room, the Greater Pittsburgh Convention and Visitors Bureau entertained New Yorkers about the Steel City and its world-class orchestra. It's a windy, rainy night in New York, but the Pittsburgh Symphony concert was a complete sellout. orchestra made great use of the famous Carnegie Hall acoustics. A long line of concertgoers, including 40 fans from Pittsburgh, gathered backstage after the concert to congratulate Maris Janssens. Pittsburgh Symphony music director Maris Janssens said this trip to New York was his best yet.
Extremely good quality from orchestra side. Wonderful reception, and I think these two concerts have been, I think, perhaps one of the best which I did with Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in Carnegie Hall.
The Pittsburgh performances were designed to show off the strengths of the symphony. Concertmaster Andres Cardenas said the orchestra did an excellent job.
Well, I have to admit, you know, in the beginning, I wasn't sure that was a really good program, but it turned out to be really a spectacular idea because, of course, it showcased each and every large section of the orchestra and then kind of brought them together at the end. These vagabond
shoes. The symphony tour also included a concert at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Resident conductor Edward Cumming and trumpet player Roger Sherman hopped on a subway that took them from midtown Manhattan to downtown Newark. The new hall is the centerpiece of a major economic revitalization plan. 40 University of Pittsburgh alumni now living in New Jersey went to the concert, hoping to see Maris Janssens work his magic with the orchestra. They were not disappointed. The Pittsburgh Symphony will return to Carnegie Hall in New York next March, and they'll be back at Heinz Hall next week. Here's the Pittsburgh Symphony at Heinz Hall with Lauren Mazel. It's the Valse Triste by Jean Sibelius from their cycle of all the Sibelius symphonies on Sony Classical. The Pittsburgh Symphony, conducted by Lauren Mazel. Music by Jean Sibelius. The Valse Triste, Opus 44, No. 1, from Quo Lema. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. There are two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Find WQED.org, listen. You can listen online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again across the airwaves, write for your free program guide. It arrives complete with a photograph of music director Manfred Honeck and soloist Joshua Bell. The mail person will deliver the program guide and the reading light if you write to 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Be sure to include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold Chambers. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
WRI, Public Radio International.